Securities regulators are also negotiating with major Wall Street banks over alleged wrongdoings during the internet craze. Sources close to the discussion say that on the table are fines totaling more than $1 billion for Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and others. Regardless of what happens with the regulators, these firms still face thousands of separate shareholder lawsuits. And in the face of those, a growing number of brokers are turning against their employers. One of them, Philip Spartis, is suing Citigroup. He says that he was a pawn, sacrificed to protect more senior executives at the firm. Citigroup replies that the lawsuit is groundless. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Philip Spartis is alleging that former analyst Jack Grubman and other Citigroup executives knowingly issued fraudulent stock research in order to win lucrative investment banking business that earned Grubman tens of millions of dollars in compensation. Spartis headed up a team of brokers in Atlanta in Citigroup's Solomon Smith Barney division that handled employee stock option transactions for WorldCom. He says the firm's treatment of him in the wake of the WorldCom debacle convinced him that he was the victim of a cover-up within Solomon.
This ball game, this conspiracy was bigger than anything I dreamed, and that it's very, very possible that this is one of the largest white-collar con games that was ever played.
Spartis is suing Solomon over losing his job and his career, but in an unusual twist, he and his lawyer are seeking damages through the civil provisions of RICO, the Racketeer-Influenced Corrupt Organizations Act. The complaint alleges bribery, conspiracy, conflict of interest, and other wrongdoing within Solomon. A spokesperson for Solomon says these claims are without merit and that Spartis is making untrue and outrageous accusations in an attempt to extract a payout from the firm. Spartis is seeking $100 million in damages. Before he leveled the charges, Spartis was himself sued and mentioned in dozens of lawsuits against Solomon. WorldCom employees alleged that Spartis and his team encouraged them to hold their WorldCom stock as it fell, in some cases wiping out their life savings. Lawrence Klayman is an attorney suing Solomon on behalf of 60 WorldCom employees seeking more than $75 million in damages. Klayman says, far from being a noble whistleblower, Spartis is a negligent broker who cost his clients their savings and who's now trying to get a hefty settlement for himself.
Look, it's just the way Spartis, Spartis putting pressure on Solomon, you know, leaking all this information out. But, you know, Spartis, he has to take some responsibility. He can't really just point the finger. You know, we know that the analysts were bad. Okay, so but does that excuse your conduct? What does that have to do with recommending to a client to hold all their eggs in one basket?
Spartis insists that he did not do anything wrong. He says he always gave sound advice about diversification, but he says because telecom analyst Jack Grubman kept a strong buy rating on WorldCom, even as it plummeted, some WorldCom employees refused to listen to reason.
It always came back to, well, what's Jack say? And it's funny because everyone was on a first-name basis with Mr. Grubman. You know, he wasn't, what does your analyst say? It was, what does Jack say? What is his current price target? The perception that most people shared, and accurately, was that Jack was extraordinarily close to the senior management of WorldCom. And so when Jack spoke, it was considered the best information one could base their decisions on.
Spartis says settlements Solomon struck with shareholders destroyed his reputation by appearing on his permanent broker's record, making it look as if he was at fault. He says the blame should rest on Grubman and others at Solomon, who he claims were in effect bribing WorldCom executives to try to get them to steer business to the firm. His complaint alleges that beyond issuing fraudulent favorable stock research, Solomon allocated senior WorldCom executives profitable shares in hot initial public stock offerings, or IPOs. Spartis says he saw that firsthand in the IPO for a company called Rhythms Net Connections. He remembers WorldCom CFO Scott Sullivan depositing a check for a large sum, more than $500,000. Spartis says the check stood out because it was written out to Sullivan by WorldCom CEO Bernie Ebbers.
I noticed a footnote on the check that said Rhythms, and noting that we had just, shortly within the past month or so prior to that, Smith Barney completed the Rhythm's initial public offering, which was priced at 18, and I think rose to a high of 70 in a very short time frame, if not the next day. I said, Scott, what's this Rhythm's footnote on the bottom? And he said, that's a favor that Bernie owes me. It's part of his profit on the Rhythm's IPO.
Regulators have been investigating major securities firms for improprieties surrounding hot IPOs and for issuing conflicted research. So far, they've won large settlements from Merrill Lynch and Credit Suisse First Boston. Both firms did not admit wrongdoing. Spartus's allegations are so far unproved, but as time goes on, more brokers like him are deciding it may be in their interest to align themselves with those suing or investigating their firms. Attorney Jacob Zemanski recently won a high-profile settlement in a shareholder suit against Merrill Lynch and its once-star analyst, Henry Blodgett. Zemanski is now suing Jack Grubman, Salomon, and other firms on behalf of shareholders. He says he's getting phone calls from brokers at several major securities firms.
I've spoken to at least four or five brokers, some analysts, and investment bankers, and I'm hearing the same thing throughout.
Zemanski says cooperation and testimony from such insiders is proving very useful to litigators and undoubtedly to regulators investigating allegations of fraudulent research.
This is tremendous evidence. When I hear a number of brokers telling me that they believed in the research and that they themselves were misled, I am now convinced that that's what these firms were doing. I think the rules have to change, and I think the firms have to be held accountable. The brokers have split with their firm, and they are going to lift the curtain of what went on at these major Wall Street firms during this technology and telecom bubble.
Philip Spartus and his attorney Jeffrey Little have handed over a stack of notebooks Spartus kept during his time at Salomon to New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer's office. They met with Spitzer's staff earlier this month. Spitzer has been aggressively investigating major Wall Street firms, though it's unclear to what extent Spartus's allegations factor in. Meanwhile, Spartus is unemployed. Spartus says Salomon officially fired him for job abandonment in the wake of the WorldCom debacle, but Spartus maintains he stopped coming to the office only after Salomon wrongfully terminated him. Chris Arnold, NPR News.